Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Ralph Mateka, who is a political analyst. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
You know, you just...
I'm keeping well and great to be chatting to you, and I'm hoping you're also well and your listeners are also well.
Yep, I hope so as well. Well, I'm certainly feeling great this morning, and you saved them from probably a very, very bad choice of music. So they definitely, most definitely, in fact, owe you one. All right, yes. So I follow your columns and I read you on News 24, and particularly interested in your comments around, of course, the ANC as we head to these elections. And in fact, I put it out there yesterday to our listeners. I said to them, you know, we spend a lot of time bashing the ANC. And I said to them, it's kind of a South African hobby. It's like load shedding. Well, maybe because of load shedding, but never mind that. I asked our listeners, is there anything that you could say to somebody, I'm voting for the ANC because of dot, dot, dot. And I limited it to the last 15 years. I don't want to talk about liberation struggle because I think it was a different party. It was magnificent. The Freedom Charter, the people involved. Obviously, it wasn't perfect. Everything's imperfect. But it had something magnificent to show for it. What does the ANC have anything to show for itself over the last 15 years?
You know what? The ANC's progress mixed bag. Started well, and the deterioration that got to a point where there isn't much to actually remember, because the reality in politics is that people will always remind you by some of the last encounters. And the recent encounter with the ANC is that of corruption, maladministration. And when it comes to the ANC managing good governance, ensuring good governance in government and managing the public resources very well, performance is dismal. It's out there for everyone to see. So we are going into local government elections whereby, if you look at it, it's almost like for ANC voters, it's almost like a ritual, actually, because they cannot, and a lot of voters of ANC knows it, because that the voters cannot point to some of the substantive progress when it comes to local government. So mostly people would want historical allegiance when they make those votes. It doesn't really help much. It doesn't hold, and it's not the best way to move, but building a relationship that will is to accountability.
One of the things that people keep asking me is this whole Eskom story. Is it somehow involve it around electioneering to make the ANC look really bad? Is it the Zuma faction that's getting involved? Why are they alluding to sabotage and all sorts of things, but without saying it? What's your take on this? Or is it just simply really, really bad, and we all trying to find a rational way to get through it?
I'm going to ask
Craig to get you back, because the line has just gone really peculiar, and I really do want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? 34519 or 0618951019. Do you think that the grid is on the brink of collapse? Do you think that this is a dire, dire situation, or is it really being made worse or exacerbated by some form of politicking? And I'm not really sure what that politicking is, but I'm asking our guest that question. Ralph, let's see if that's any better. Much better.
I think South Africans, actually, they underestimate the problems that they're having. So it's really bad, and I think it's a true representation of where things are. There is some level of denial in society, of course, where we tend to look in the direction of the ANC, some people thinking there will be renewal and so forth. And I do think that maybe when one casts eyes across the society, you talk to people, you read what they're saying, I think that denial is becoming weaker and weaker. We are much, much closer to accepting the reality. You look at this local government, people are not even clear as to what do they expect. Actually, people don't have expectations. And for me, it's when you move from that point of denial towards being in a very, very bad state. And I think, unfortunately, it's the state of things.
The very strange comments that President Ramaphosa made yesterday about, well, if you want load shedding to end, then vote the ANC, that completely, certainly boggled my mind. I couldn't quite get my head around it. What do you make of that? Is that just desperation?
I mean, really, the ANC is responsible for load shedding, because everybody knows the looting at Eskom happened during under the administration of the ANC, and it still went underway. And even now, as you and I are speaking, the party has not actually even admitted its own culpability towards the problem at Eskom. So for the president to come out and say you want load shedding to end, vote for ANC, I mean, any respectful ANC member who respects the people will not mention the word load shedding in their speech, because people are sick, they are living through it. They don't need to be reminded and to be told that vote for ANC, then load shedding will come to an end. I don't know. I have to say that this is the problem with our politics. And I say our politics gets turned upside down. The ANC sometimes comes out as very aggressive, looks very aggressive, saying all sorts of things. But when you look into the performance, it's quite poor. But you look at the party that does slightly better on average, I think much better, the DA, when it comes to managing municipalities, in all fairness, where they are, they do show some level of good governance. It is the party that is looking the weakest and looking the most vulnerable going into this election. So, poor performer looking very aggressive, the ANC, and a party that is actually a good performer, I think, looks like it lacks confidence. That's the problem with our politics, I think. And it's quite frustrating how voters are being requested to relate to such kind of a situation.
Yeah, it's very, very bizarre. But the other thing that perplexes me is, given how we started this conversation, why would anybody go back to the voting polls station and vote for ANC? Surely anybody, even if no party is perfect, and you've just mentioned some of the sort of upside down or topsy-turvy nature of politics in South Africa, surely just look at the one that offends you the least and vote for them. But to carry on with the ANC government the way they have been over the last 15 years, and certainly Ramaphosa has had time to try and sort things out. And yes, he's made some slow progress, but we certainly are nowhere where anywhere near where we need to be. Why would people go back and vote for the ANC?
I mean, even more worrying about the ANC in the circumstances leading to this election is that the party could not even properly present its own candidate. Remember the story around missing the deadline.
Yeah.
But you look at the violence, and you also look at the reality that actually, once this is done, the ANC still sit on in the range of 2,000 dispute relating to this councillor, selection of councillors. It means that instead of the ANC going straight to governing even after the election, they are going straight to what they've been at, which is dealing with the internal matters. And at that time, local government is deteriorating. Why people vote? It appears to me that the opposition is not being seen as an alternative. I'm not saying it is an alternative, but it has to be seen as an alternative. This is the challenge with the election, where things are not good. There seems to be a problem in the center, but yet there is no political party, at least the opposition, that seems to be consolidating power and saying that we have heard you, this is the message. If you vote for us, you stand for this. You find opposition parties all over the place. They are quite fragmented, in my view. They are not being able to actually do something about the challenge that the ANC is having electorally. It looks as if the ANC just might recover in the future by the grace of God.
It's absolutely bizarre. What are your thoughts on Action SA?
I think that Mashaba is trying something very interesting. First, this idea of running for metros, spreading himself a little bit further. He's not spreading himself across the country, no doubt. It's a new party. It costs a lot. He's targeting your metros. I do think that he can disrupt in those metros. I think that parties such as the DA should be worried about him in Gauteng, given the fact that actually he was part of the DA strategy, growth strategy in Gauteng. He since left the DA. The DA seems not to have been able to get their house in order, and should be worried about losing seats to him or some seats to him. There is any way he will nibble. It looks like it will be from the DA, but also from the ANC as well. Some disgruntled people might go and vote some. I think Mashaba stand a good chance to catch some votes here and there. Would it be significant? For a new party, it's going to be quite difficult. It takes a lot to do significantly well. It takes that institutional presence, which Mashaba doesn't have. But I think in the greater scheme of things, he will most likely get some seats and so forth.